So welcome everybody. Really warm welcome. So here in Happy Hour, you know, I'm often giving these little introductory talks about, you know, loving kindness can show up and help, you know, in this area of your life or make this better. And it can be a support here and there. And, you know, I'm often doing these kinds of little talks. And so it would be perfectly natural. It would be perfectly natural if while you were doing practicing loving kindness, every now and then there would be the mind would lean towards, well, am I feeling more loving? Is it working? am I being more loving? And which would be perfectly natural, but it might get a certain momentum that might happen where we're getting more focused on, well, I must not be doing it right. Or I finally got it today. And what did I do right that's different today? Or something like this. So there might be a way in which the checking to see whether we're being loving ends up being more the focus of the practice than actually just practicing. That is, there might be a way in which the kind of the ego starts to strive and wants to be able to check the box. Yes, I'm more loving, or yes, I'm experiencing this. Whereas the practice of loving kindness is really about some more open-heartedness, some more spaciousness, the opposite of, oh, do I have it? Do I got it? Am I the best? Am I the worst? Am I whatever it might be? But loving kindness is this opposite movement. So is there a way in which we can practice, we can cultivate loving kindness and be aware of when are we, as best we can at that time, it's not always available to us. We are humans, but as best we can, when are we like opening up, relaxing into the practice of loving kindness? And when are we constricted and overly concerned about, am I practicing loving kindness? Am I being more loving? So of course we need to check in occasionally to get a sense of whether we're on track. But there's a way, as I was saying, that we can get carried away with that. So if you discover that I'm just overly concerned with whether I'm being loving in this moment or being loving in a manner in which I think it should be or ought to be, can we just notice that with a loving attitude? Ah, yes, of course. Of course, there's the mind, the self that wants to be loving. Welcome, come on in and practice loving kindness with me. Something like that, some type of an inviting it in. So I'm talking about is two things. One is to recognize the difference between when we're practicing loving kindness and when we're checking in to see if we're being loving yet. And then maybe some ways we might think about it's like as if we were putting some water in a pot on the stove. And we've trying to turn on the heat and we're waiting to see if it's warm. And in some way, it might be like we're picking up the pot up off the stove in order to check to see if it's warm yet and not recognizing that the more that we're checking, it's no longer on the stove. So the invitation is to put it back on the stove, but to put it back on the stove with warm-heartedness, with tenderness, with love, with care, kind of return to the practice. So one is to notice the difference between checking how we're doing and practicing. And two is to, when we notice that we're checking in, just to bring loving kindness to there. And in fact, that's exactly how we bring it back down to the stove. So this clarity about the difference can be a tremendous support for us. And what's completely extra and not needed is any idea of like, oh, I shouldn't be checking in, or I should check in, or anything like that. That's extra. We don't need that. Every now and then it'll arise, but you can just notice, yeah, I'm not feeling anything in particular right now. And just have that be the end. Or, yeah, I am feeling a bit more spacious, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more warm. And then let that be the end of that. So without it having to do this over and over again, or building a story, what it means about ourselves or something like this. Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's do some loving kindness practice. And I even sometimes say this word, check in with the body. So we'll see how it goes. Can we do it in an open-hearted, warm-hearted, spacious way? So taking an alert, upright posture. And just feeling into this moment, our experience of the moment. Just noticing that you have a body, and this body is sitting or in whatever posture you're in. And how does it feel at this moment to be in this posture? Can there be some uprightness as well as some ease? This can be a practice itself, just to find the balance between uprightness and ease. Just perhaps as we find the balance between checking in and our experience doing loving kindness practice and doing loving kindness practice. We might feel the pressure of whatever it is that's supporting us, the chair, the cushion, couch, bed, bench. Feeling connected, grounded. And checking in with the sensations of breathing. Feeling the movement of the chest or the abdomen or the air going in and out of the nose. And in some ways, letting this movement, the rhythm, be a support. Kind of like how we like to rock in chairs, sit on swings. Because there's a certain soothing quality of the frequency, that periodicity, that going back and forth. Can we tune into that experience? Just noticing the rhythm of breathing, this rhythm that's with us all the time. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, beginning where it's easy, with a lovable being. Someone that we know we have a relationship with, an uncomplicated relationship that just fills our hearts with some kind of inner smile when we think of them. Maybe an imaginary kitten, puppies, babies. It kind of warms or melts the heart. Or maybe somebody that has really supported us and helped us in a kind, generous way in our life. A coach, a mentor, a teacher, a guide. An author, maybe. So connecting with this lovable being in whatever way feels accessible and comfortable. Often we do this by visualizing, but it might also be more of a felt sense. Sometimes I feel it like in the heart center, like a little vibrancy. Whatever way feels comfortable for you without striving or straining to connect with the lovable being. And then to support this connection and the cultivation of loving kindness, can say these phrases while keeping the lovable being in mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. connecting with our livable being. Perhaps modifying the phrases using your own words. Is there a way we can relax into goodwill, warm-heartedness, care? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. We might check in with the body. Is there a sense of warmth or care? Sense of openness, spaciousness, like a physical bodily aspect to it? It's perfectly fine if it's nothing obvious. But if there is, can you allow it to grow, to get as big as it would like, without forcing it, without demanding anything, but just allowing? And then to expand our loving kindness to include a friend. Sometimes our relationships with our friends have a little bit more complication than with the lovable beings. We invite them into this field of loving kindness we're creating, abiding in. Connecting with the friend. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And just noticing if we're concerned about developing loving kindness or just practicing loving kindness. It's perfectly natural to check in, so to speak. But you might just notice, how does checking in feel compared to practicing with loving kindness? How does that feel? What are the differences? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to extend loving kindness to ourselves. Bringing to mind either the felt sense, the experience of being here right now, or an image of ourselves, either as how we are now, or some people like to begin with the image of themselves as a child. whatever feels uncomplicated. With loving kindness practice, we are always starting where it's easy. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can we expand our loving kindness to people that we don't know, people we don't have a relationship with? Maybe somebody you see in the neighborhood, somebody in this Zoom call. Even though we don't know them, can we extend some well wishes? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, feeling your feet on the ground and the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. It can be helpful to spend a little time just noticing our habits when we're practicing loving kindness, how much energy is getting towards wishing or thinking or checking or like how we're doing, which is perfectly natural. Of course we're doing that, but just to gain some familiarity, how does that feel compared to loving kindness? I sometimes like use the language of contraction and or spaciousness. But maybe you have your own experience, your own way of, like, how does it feel different when we're concerned about how we're doing versus when we are sending goodwill or bringing to mind a lovable being or something like that. Just gaining some familiarity between the differences. And we can bring this into our daily life. It doesn't only have to be while we're on the cushion. When we meet people, when we bring people to mind, when we're about to make the phone call or when we pick up the phone, and often these days, right, we know who's calling us. So just to have a little familiarity with this, okay, loving kindness feels like this in general, and it's different than this when I'm self-concerned. And just having that familiarity can help bring us some awareness to how we're showing up in the world. And maybe it becomes easier to bring loving kindness to more and more of our interactions. So it can be helpful to talk about these ideas or experiences with others. So now I'd like to invite you to some breakout rooms. Maybe three or four people, and an opportunity to even talk about this idea of checking in, how we're doing versus loving kindness, and or maybe sharing how that meditation was for you. It can be helpful in these groups to just say a single point and then let it go to the next person. And they say a single point, and then it goes to the next person, and then it goes to the next person, each one saying a single point. And then it comes back around and you've been influenced by what you've heard and you have something else to say. So in this way, it's kind of a contrived meeting. It's not like the usual way that in which we chat into small groups, but it makes space for the introverts, and it helps make it so it doesn't happen that one or two people take all the time. And then at the end, some people only have like just a short amount of time. Just kind of helps level the playing field in some way. So if it's helpful to decide who's going to go first, you can use the last digit of your phone number. And we'll say 0 comes before 1, and whatever phone you use the most, or whichever phone you want to use, I guess, for this. Okay, I guess I have to finish setting this up. And we'll meet for 12 minutes. I guess you'll meet for 12 minutes. And here we go. Have fun. So welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Does anybody have a comment or a question?
Yes, Diana. Every day is a new day because I've been doing retreats for decades. I have never heard of someone doing a retreat with surfing. Only California is going to have something like that. So that's what we had in my group.
I'm sorry.
A retreat with surfing.
Surfing. Oh.
Yeah. That's a first. That's, you know, you never know what you're going to discover, you know. I thought I knew what retreats were, but I didn't. Anyway.
I'm guessing Michael was the one.
Michael, yeah. I've never surfed on a retreat myself. Yeah.
I didn't say that either.
Yeah, I just said the only way you surf at IMS is if there's a slippery floor. That's about it. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Thank you. Icy there, yeah. You know, snowy.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Rebecca.
There's a Dzogchen teacher. There's a Dzogchen teacher that compares Dzogchen meditation to surfing.
Yeah, in some ways, Dzogchen is kind of like surfing. I could see that. Nice.
Sure.
So maybe to get some actual surfing experience with, so it doesn't have to be so much of a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, that's my next project, Diana. Okay? All right.
There we go. Does anybody else have a comment or a question?
there was someone in our group who just lost his wife, and I felt like he was experiencing rather than doing. He was really there with the loving kindness towards everyone in the group, and because grief just really breaks your heart open.
Grief really breaks your heart open. Yes, yes. If we let it, right? That's a natural part, right? Grieving, our hearts being broken. And it's a process. It takes time. And if we can just allow it to be there, there can be some poignancy there that wouldn't necessarily be there otherwise.
Tender-hearted joy.
Yeah.
I found that the exercise, it's focus on looking at when am I in loving kindness and when am I maybe forcing it or this or that, and how do I come back to letting go of any agenda or forcing. But that in itself is very loving towards oneself. It opens one towards oneself, one's own experience.
Yeah, thank you, Abraham. Exactly. It's a way that we can bring loving kindness to all things, including when we have unknowingly kind of slipped out of the practice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Abraham.
That sort of the presentation of it put into relief what I've sort of known, but it was just like I got the sharp picture. Oh, this is the night. These are the two. Well, they mix up, but it was very helpful. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Kathleen. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, right. We all do this. And sometimes so much about practice is just bringing some awareness to some more and more of our experiences. And maybe I should say some warm-hearted awareness to our experiences. Okay, well, it's a minute past the hour, and I want to respect everybody's time. So with a deep bow of appreciation, and if you like, we can unmute ourselves and say goodbye in a really way. So goodbye, and thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Diana.
Fred, I really liked your share.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Kim. Bye, Diana.
Everybody.